Book critic John Leonard has a review of The Fifth Child, a new novel by Doris Lessing. He says once again, Lessing has hit a nerve about contemporary life.
Doris Lessing has seen the 20th century and it doesn't work. As a matter of fact, she's seen through the century, all the way to the other side of civilization, where there's evil. Like Martha in her Children of Violence series, Lessing's always on a quest. In novel after novel, she's wrestled with colonialism, imperialism, Marxism, feminism, terrorism, Freudian analysis, and the radical therapies of R.D. Lang. For a while, she lingered among the Sufis, a mystic business dismaying those of us who counted on her tough-mindedness to see us past the disappointments of history and intimacy. She took time out, perversely and without our permission, to write a 5-volume science fiction space opera, Canopus in Argos. She's back now, with a short and stunning dispatch from The Zone of Dread, a novel on which the imagination impales itself, as if on a spear or a sword. In The Fifth Child, David, an architect, and Harriet, a graphics designer, meet in swinging London in the greedy and selfish 60s, and immediately marry, against the tide of the zeitgeist, precisely because they're both squares who insist on being conventionally happy. They want a huge Victorian house in the suburbs with lots of children, in-laws, and pets. And for a while, that's exactly what they get. Then the fifth child, Ben, is born. Ben isn't normal. It's not that he's afflicted with a TV movie disease of the month to live cute and die young. Ben isn't cute, nor innocent. He's an ambassador from some brutish elsewhere. Even in Harriet's womb, he was the enemy. Born stiff and heavy, with a sloping forehead and a hunched look, he's always in a howling rage. Neanderthal baby, Harriet calls him. As a little boy, he strangles dogs and cats, and his brothers and sisters lock their doors at night against him. He is a troll, a goblin, an alien, or throwback, and he won't be loved, not by doctors, teachers, his father, or the reader. Not even by Harriet, his mother. But because this is a Doris Lessing novel, Harriet will accept the awful responsibility of him. She'll care for him, even if it destroys her family, which it does. One day Ben just leaves, oddly welcome to join the bloodthirsty children of the streets, the bikers and rioters and rapists, the hostile tribes at the gates of the burning city. Bad luck or bad genes, says David. Punishment, thinks Harriet, for thinking we could be happy. The reader is likely to suspect otherwise. I do, anyway. Ben in his brown shirt seems to me a lot like Oscar in The Tin Drum, the sort of Nazi prototype good liberals can't handle, can't even imagine. Or a ferocious beast of the unconscious, a seething libidinal neediness, a nightmare image of the repressed. He might even be everything that's unknowable about naked apes at our worst, from which law, religion, and literature were supposed to protect us, a demiurge or deity of destruction from Hindu myth, some primal death wish. Doris Lessing refuses to explain. From matter-of-fact plain-spokenness, out of a prose as rude as the planks of wood that make the cross on which we nail our gods, she imagines the unspeakable other. You'll find yourself afraid to look in the eyes of your own children.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed The Fifth Child by Doris Lessing.